Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Yeah, Pete Rose will be part of the side question today. I wish I had more times. Only once did I interview him. Once Lenny Dykstra at a car wash. On the air, live. He had one of those car washes. And my hand was on the dump button 98% of the time. The other 2%, both hands were on the dump button. But what a character and a quintessential Philadelphia sports figure. Pete Rose is everything that Philadelphia sports fans would want. So we'll get to him. But what does J.D. Vance have to do tonight? A couple of things. One, it's not about walls. Now, he can take walls apart. He's going to beat walls. He's going to take, even with all the stuff they're going to go after Vance about, he can take walls apart. But the key thing, I believe, is since there may not be another debate, although Kellyanne Conway thinks Trump will do another debate, I think he should, as you know. The key thing is to link this out-of-control progressive buffoon and his policies to Harris and to Bidenomics. They're running as if they're not the incumbent. She is the incumbent. So Walls has to make the point that exactly what we see Vance does from Walls is Biden-Harris. Walls himself is small potatoes tonight. Although, great line today, and Henry, I don't think you, as much as you know sports, you'd have a reference point on this. Picking Walls over Shapiro is like when they pick Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan was only the third pick. Was Elijah Wan the second pick that time? I mean, you can make the argument for Elijah Wan, but Sam Bowie was the number one pick, not Michael Jordan, the year he came out.
Right, and I think the more modern-day version of that would be like taking Greg Oden over Kevin Durant, 1-2.
Yes, but that's not even, you know, we're dealing with somebody.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but I hear you. Right. Yeah, Oden got hurt a lot. Yeah, and Kevin Durant is a top 20 player all time. But a lot of people today, if Walls blows up, are going to make the point that's very obvious. They didn't pick him because he would have upstaged her and because he's Jewish. And Pennsylvania is incredibly tight. Thank God they didn't pick Shapiro. That would have been enough probably to win Pennsylvania. That's how crazy they are. So he has to link Walls tonight to the policies of Harris slash Bidenomics. That's what the mindset has to be. Now, I thought that, and Wall Street Journal today says the same thing. That's what's big tonight. It's not Walls being crushed here. By the way, slight change. Laura Trump is going to be with us at 2:30 today, not 12:30. She's heavily involved in what happened in North Carolina, of course, and Goya Foods, to their credit. They're also involved. Second thing J.D. Vance has to do tonight, and this is where there could be a moment. I can't tell you the number of these creeps out there today trying to attack Hillbilly Elegy again, trying to say, well, his pawpaw and his grandmother, they were making, between the two of them, well, they had an income of about $100,000 some year. So where does this guy get off? Think of the pain that this kid went through. Just think about that. Think of the word chaos. You've seen the film. You read the book by now. They can't let it go. She's allowed to talk about some fantasy of being middle class when they were more than middle class, probably. Kamala Harris, okay. But J.D. Vance, what he suffered and he did, that's not allowed. Because he's on the other side. We're not going to let him use that. They are hell-bent. The governor of Kentucky, Rolling Stone today, he's got a like 10,000-word piece on it. Several national newspapers. Well, you know, they did have an income of $100,000. I think Vance has to get an opening to talk about the fact, whatever happens here, I'm proud of where I came from. I'm proud that my mom is sober now. But I do understand things because I've come through that and come out the other side. And nobody is going to take that away from me. I'm talking about a personal moment. Trump had an opportunity in the first debate. It's called for here. And whatever happens, I'm happy after that. If America doesn't like it, they can go to hell too. There's got to be a point here. I would never let you come after me on that. And you're going to get it. We're not talking about anything else. All that policy stuff is over. The gloves are off. It's beyond bare. We're putting bare knuckles on here. And they repeatedly tried to do this. Isn't enough. Oh, Trump was rich. He really didn't do anything with all that. He squandered it. Not true. But they want to take it away from J.D. Vance and this buffoon. They want to give him credit for being a buffoonish figure somehow or another. Here, in fact, is the question, Henry. This is, this is from CNN. I think it's either this morning or yesterday. Jason Miller, who's one of the top Trump spokespeople, was on, and he was asked, is Tim Walz a moron? Here's how it
sounds. So, Jason, is Tim Walz a moron?
Well, two things can be true at the same time here. Again, the Tim Walz that we see on the campaign trail as he's bouncing around and dancing and pointing to Kamala Harris and looking kind of goofy is not the Tim Walz that shows up in debates. And Casey, I will tell you, I've watched more debate footage of Tim Walz than anyone should ever be forced to do. But here's the thing. He's been in office for two decades. J.D. Vance has been in official office for 2 years, but Tim Walz has been in office for two decades. He's good. He was in Congress. He's in his second term as governor of the state of Minnesota. When he shows up and hits that stage, he's disciplined, he's on point, and he lies through his teeth. And that's the thing that most people who are tuning in tonight, or many of the people, I should say, will not have watched Tim Walz bouncing around on the campaign stage. What they will see is tonight they'll see Tim Walz for the first time. And he will come across with very much an aw shucks Minnesota persona. But where he's going to have an issue is how does he defend his record? How does he defend Kamala Harris's record? And to be honest, he has to defend Joe Biden's record as well.
He is a buffoon, but I get it. They're trying to lower expectations. Walz is saying he's nervous for tonight. Now, yesterday we had a lot of calls. Thank you. And a lot of after the show, I went back and looked at what CBS is going to do tonight. And they're claiming they're going to have forensic fact checkers, a new term. What forensic pretty much means here is something that would hold up in court. Something you would use in a court. Like if we had a fact-checking court and we brought people in, this would tell us, yes, Your Honor, I object, overruled. That's a fact. Forensic fact-checkers, and you'll be able to go to their website. There'll be a QR code on the screen that'll take you there or just go into CBS.com, I guess. And they will be ruling as it goes along on anything that needs to be fact-checked. I think there's 15 of them, so I don't know if they're going to be voting on everything. So we're getting some quasi-fact-checking tonight. That will happen. All right, one other quick thing. We have this port strike. Now, this port strike, if it goes on, definitely is going to cut towards Trump. Now, I haven't seen Trump, and he's got to be careful here because he's getting a lot of union support. How he handles this, but Biden is adamant, no matter what happens here, no matter what the demands are, he's not going to invoke Taft-Hartley, which would be an 80-day cooling-off period. I'm going to play for you. And look, I know there's posturing, but this guy is beyond obnoxious. This is the leader of the International Dock Workers Stevedores Union. We'll play him in a moment, the threat that he makes. They're asking for a salary increase from $39 an hour to $69 an hour for the average laborer here. $69 an hour. And they say that inflation has harmed them. I thought these unions, we were told the other day, had agreements in their contracts where with inflation, they just got paid more. That's what Jim Hamilton told us. We'll see if he'll come on today from the Teamsters. $69 an hour they're asking for. One thing they're asking for that fascinates me, and when Tucker Carlson was on the air, a lot of people tuned in because of this, automation. They don't want automation to take away their jobs. And automation is one of the biggest issues that workers are facing constantly. Now, there are many jobs where it doesn't appear you can automate, but with artificial intelligence, who knows? It could be automated talk show hosts, automated producers. Yes, Tom, I'll get that sound. It'd be much better than Henry and Dan. Now, it wouldn't be as creative, but they would listen. They would do exactly. They wouldn't be in the producer's lounge.
What kind of side answers would the AI give? Come on.
That's true. They couldn't come up with that. It would be fun. All right. So here is the head of the port striking units across the country. This guy just drips with somebody. You don't want to be on his side. Here's what he said.
Let me explain something to you. These people today don't know what a strike is.
Right.
When my men hit the streets from Maine to Texas, every single port will lock down. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. First week, be all over the news every night, boom, boom. Second week, guys who sell cars can't sell cars because the cars ain't coming in off the ships.
Don't like the
accent.
They
get laid off. Third week, malls start closing down. They can't get the goods from China. They can't sell clothes. They can't do this. Everything in the United States comes on a ship. They go out of business. Construction workers get laid off because the materials aren't coming in. The steel's not coming in. The lumber's not coming in. They lose their job. Everybody's hating the longshoremen now because now they realize how important our jobs are. Now I have the president screaming at me. I'm putting a Taft Hartley on you. Go ahead. Taft Hartley means I have to go back to work for 90 days. That's a cooling off period. Do you think when I go back for 90 days, those men are going to go to work on that pier? It's going to cost the money, the company's money, to pay their salaries. Well, they went from 30 moves an hour maybe to 8. They're going to be like this. Who's going to win here in the long run? You're better off sitting down and let's get a contract and let's move on with this world. And in today's world, I'll cripple you. I will cripple you. And you have no idea what that means. Nobody does.
All right. There we go. I made sure I can up my bananas today at home because that's the first thing that's going to go. I'm down to 4 bananas. This can't go on too much longer.
That was intimidating.
Oh, my God. Yeah, did you hear him? It's like one of my favorites. It's an older film, but on the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Fontaine? The bosses, the corrupt guys, and Marlon Brando plays a guy trying to start a union there of sorts. It's an unbelievable film. But this guy sounds like right out of a mob film. I'll cripple you.
He almost sounds like a villain explaining his plan to whoever he's captured. He's like, oh, you want to know what I'm going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Let him do the Taft Hartley. We'll just work even less. What are you going to do then? All right. So give me a reaction to that. How does that play out politically? Well, it doesn't play out well for Democrats because Biden is not going to invoke Taft Hartley. He's not going to do anything here. Could this go on for weeks? I've read that each day that goes by without a settlement, with all this shutdown, that's like 4 days or so for the supply chain to catch up. Already a weak supply chain. Are people going to say, well, who was in charge? Why didn't they do something? Let's hope they do. And this guy will tell them, you ain't doing anything. I run this country. Everything comes in by ship. 855-839-1210. Side question. Pete Rose passes away at the age of 83. And we thought about a lot of things with Pete Rose, who I do think should be in the Hall of Fame. But look, you can't bet on baseball. He was a manager, particularly. You bet on baseball, and the manager in that situation then pulls a pitcher, doesn't pull a pitcher. Even if it's not trying to lose, even if it's trying to win, you don't waste pitchers. You don't go all out to win one game. You look at the whole season. How many times have we have explained this? That's why he got bounced. He also got bounced because the guy that was a commissioner was a Yale guy. And Pete Rose was anything but that. Okay? He was a crude guy, just a baseball player, all-timer. And that's another reason why he's not in the Hall of Fame. They ought to put him in the Hall of Fame posthumously,
yeah,
I think.
Because it was a lifetime ban. His lifetime is over.
There you go. So we're looking for, of all things, if you remember Pete Rose here in Philadelphia, that's when he changed a crew cut to the, what should we call it, put a bowl on your head type of look that he had at one point. We're looking for notable hairstyles, particularly maybe if it's a negative one. Now, you could say, well, we're taking Trump off the board. We always do. We're not going to have that notable. I got Carrot Top, without a doubt. And what did I write here? Doris Johnson. What was I thinking? I had another negative one here. Yeah, Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson.
The Prime Minister of Great Britain at one point.
The English Trump.
Yeah, the English Trump. All time. His hair is worse than Trump. I didn't see Boris up close. I've seen Trump up close. It's viaducts in the top of his head. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, first day of Rot October here. I got to take one of the wet bandits off the board. Brandon Marsh in that that wet hair he has every game.
God, just the whole thing.
And then I'll take another fictional one off the board. Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. If you've ever seen that show, you know his hair goes all the way up and they make fun of him for it. So those are my two.
All right, so all-time notable hair. Could be a good one. Could be a bad one. Could be a wig. We'll include artificial hair. That's all included. 855-839-1210. So what Vance has to do tonight? Two things. It's not really about walls. He's got to brush aside walls, but he has to link all this to Harris Bidenomics. They're not, say the words. You are the incumbent. You're not running against yourself. You're the incumbent. Tim Walz is part of the incumbency here. Ticket, even though he wasn't in office himself. The other thing is, make a moment, even if they don't say it, bring it up like they did. I'm sick and tired of people trying to tell me about hillbilly elegy and about poverty, about pain, and about chaos. Constantly, they want to rob that. Nobody should ever, you should never allow that. The slightest hint of trying to tear apart. They don't do that with Harris. Oh, check that box. Middle class. There you go. Not allowed to do that with Democrats. Biden, we're supposed to believe the whole lunch pail Joe, Scranton, the whole thing. But when it comes to Vance, he's not allowed to own that story. 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. There's more out there of this head of the longshoremen. We got to try to get him on. Talking about, hey, you didn't care about us. Now you're going to see even the average American. Then he says the average American then's going to go after these politicians. You know, we try to see the point, this back and forth with unions, et cetera, and particularly in the era of Trump, right? And then you see, you just heard what that guy said that I played to you. How does that sound to you? $69 an hour is the asking, and then on top of that, they can't automate. Now, I don't like automation. I get it. But you're going to pay that, and these jobs are going to be there forever, seems to be. They're going to hand them down to their kids, seems to be sort of the vibe they're giving. Here we go again. But this plays out politically, even if it pains people. Now, liquor products, they're saying, are going to be among the hardest hit. Uh-oh. And what will Democrats do? Where's Harris going to be on this? Because Biden, the ultimate union guy, is not going to invoke Taft-Hartley, even a little bit, which would, to some degree, lessen this. If this goes on even for a week, it's going to be big trouble. But you heard the head of the longshoremen. Does that sound reasonable to you, just wanting what his people need, their victims of inflation too? Or does it seem like a group that feels they have a stranglehold and they're going to be getting whatever they deem necessary, not anything really negotiated? Haven't heard President Trump on this. I'll let you know if he says anything on this. This might come up during tonight's debate. We'll see. And this debate can be consequential. Now, if Trump does not do another debate, it's not about walls tonight. As much as, you know, I have saliva drip too here. thinking about Walls, stolen valor, all the lying that he's done on so many things. Just the peevish nature of this guy to see him get his comeuppance. But it's about bigger than that. It's about linking this stuff together and saying this is all part of the piece of Biden, Bidenomics. That's where it comes from. That's what it's about. Vance is going to have to answer. They're going to go. It's going to be a lot of animal talk tonight. Jim Henson, call your office. There's going to be the cat ladies. There's going to be the eating the pets thing. And Vance is very, very skilled at pushing back on those kinds of things. So I think he'll be very effective on that. I want to see him have a moment, though. And I think it will come up. Will they dare ask? You know, it seems like hillbilly elegy wasn't what we thought it was in the beginning. They know the media is on their side. They know the media wants you to believe none of these Republicans came from poverty. If they did, they'd have to be progressives. None of them had a tough childhood. They were all handed everything. Even in the case of Trump, here's somebody that was given a fortune, but turned it into something that is dynamic way beyond what his father would have seen. Now, I'm not saying that's harder than somebody making it coming out of poverty. Remember Obama in 2012 when he ran the second time. In 2012, talking about you didn't build that. All people listening now, we know how big small business is with talk radio. Through blood, sweat, and tears, who built that? No, we did it. We all built the roads. We all educated people so you'd have a workforce. Trying to take that away. It's part of their playbook. They can't let Vance have that story because it's magical. People want to believe. And somehow or another, Walls has made remarks resenting that Vance was smart enough and driven enough to go to Yale Law. What's wrong with that? 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Don't forget the Pete Rose thing, the inspiration today. And Pete Rose, over the years, has always been a sore point. I mean, on one hand, quintessential Philadelphia athlete. But a guy who, aside just from the gambling, you know, was somebody who didn't, off the field, once his career was over, project himself that well, and I think that's one of the reasons he had such difficulty. But he ought to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is a ridiculous situation. And he was part of two of the plays that I think, and I read a lot recent commentary on that play at home plate in the All-Star game when he took out Ray Fosse. He said he would do it again, but he didn't like the fact that it shortened Fosse's career. He was never the same after that. Isn't that what we admire in athletes, what Rose was? All out. Just never ending. And what's wrong with running to first base? I mean, one of the things now I know when people watch, and I go through this, I don't think I'm going to go through it with Henry. I go through it with DJ and Luke. They think it's kind of analytical. Why run the first base on a lot of plays? You might pull a hamstring. But stop it right there. Stop playing then. If you don't run out every ball over the course of your career, Bryce Harper is one of these guys now, too. I don't care about your injuries and everything else. You got to run the ball out. It's just a fact of life. So, Henry, here's your test. Where do you come down on that?
Okay. If you play the game.
Yes.
Thinking, like, if I do this, I'm going to get injured. You will always get injured. Right. I am so for busting your hump down the first baseline and, you know, doing whatever it takes to get on base. I saw Carlos Correa of the Twins the other day. They were fighting for a playoff spot until the last day of the season. This guy is a ground ball. He would have beat if he hustled it out.
Right.
And he's walking out of the box like his season wasn't on the line.
Yeah, and
it drives me crazy.
You can calculate a tenth of a second you're going to beat it out or not beat it out. You have no chance. Of course you can't. Or stretching it into a double.
Just going hard out of the box makes all the difference. Because you know what? Yeah. If you see your toast, maybe you let up a little at the end.
Right.
But going hard out of the box to start is the bare minimum.
Yeah, And exactly, particularly, you know, we're not back in the day. You're making millions of dollars. It's no-cut contracts forever. All right, let me take one here on the side question today. We need some really good ones. Notable hair. Trump is off the board. Boris Johnson's off. Yared Henry's. In honor of the Pete Rose haircut. Well, he had the crew cut. That was not a... Then he had a combination of the crew cut and something else, like long in the back. That was bad. But then he had the page boy, Prince Valiant. That's what it looked like. That's what it was called at the time. And just never, I think, got the hair straight. Then he had the punk look a little bit when he didn't have as much hair. Let's go to Ilana in Swedesboro. Ilana, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Ilana.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Good, good.
I have a notable hair for you. Are you
sure.
ready?
Yes.
Don King.
All right. Tell us why. It's all in the call. Tell us why you chose King.
It's the first one I thought of. I got to go. Even if I were to sketch him on a paper and his hair, everybody would know who he was. Notable. That's notable hair, Don King.
That's notable. That's very notable. Also, I think it was a triple murder. I'm not sure. It was something like that. And yet he still was promoting the biggest fights in the world. I never had Don King on. I came close. I was trying to do. I forget why. But Pete Rose, yes. All right. 855-839-1210. You get in. You get a line here. What are you looking for with J.D. Vance and Walls tonight? I'm also looking to see if the moderators do delve into China and the fascination that Walls has with China. And let's let him just enunciate that a little bit. Walls is one of the worst on the issue of parental rights. I don't know if that'll come up tonight or not. But Vance's mission goes a long way if he humanizes himself by talking about hillbilly elegy, talking about his early life, and getting mad about it. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Go after it with the slightest attempt to try to steal that away. In addition to that, he's got to link Walls to Harris, Biden, to the economy. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in with Dom Henry. Dan will be here shortly on Talk Radio 1210. Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. And AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need to do is push pound 1210. So yesterday, we were talking toward the end of the show. You may not have heard this. Of this, the surveys, this is the Kennedy School that does polling and things of that nature. Kennedy School, Harvard. And yet they say that 18 to 29 years of age, mostly men, but also women, are tending to be much more conservative. So I started to look at the full survey, look at the guy talking about this, and a couple of things. One, they talk about the fact that people in that demographic don't see Trump as chaotic. They were 10 when he first started to come up, and they were middle school age, and they actually are seeing him more and more as kind of an anti-hero, sticking it to a system viewed as slow, ineffectual, and corrupt. That image has been echoed tens of millions of times through social media, podcasters, and gamer and other communities. That's why Trump was trying to reach these, what should we say, Trump bros, not Bernie bros.
Trump bros.
Trump bros.
Like
yeah, nobody called him that. I just did now. Mark that one down. Nobody else used it forever. So this guy, Della Volpe, I looked at more of his writings on this, and he's convinced that given the COVID generation, given any number of things, that these people are certainly not breaking toward Democrats. He says, particularly these young male voters. Now, my theory has always been, is this the first generation that's caught on to the fact that the Democrat Party, if they're a straight white male, they want their vote, they want all that, but they see them as a large part of the problem. They're not going to advance. I mean, they'll take a doofus like Walls, maybe, because he's supposedly represents what people are like in the Midwest. My God.
Wait, so, what's the my God for?
Well, that Walls.
Oh, that
represents.
He represents it.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you were saying my God to the people in the Midwest.
No. They're very, by and large, my sense is that they're very polite. I'm trying to think of some of the other virtues. Patience, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Not braggadocious. And this guy is just, we already played the cut when CNN asked today, is he a moron? Because they've been saying that. I can't tell if he's playing a moron or is one. My tendency to think is he's both a moron and a progressive moron. So those two things are not mutually exclusive.
And I don't know why nobody's making this comparison, right. But he's like Chris Farley. And he's playing the part of Chris Farley in the movies where he's trying to be that idiotic right. lead character that's bumbling right. around to try to be relatable.
The inspirational figure, yes.
I did see that on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. There are
someone said, like, this is how he's going to enter the rally, and it was Chris Farley like entering an SNL skit, like high-fiving everybody in the
yeah,
crowd.
That's exactly
and
what he's trying to do.
All right, also, out of this research with Trump, and this makes it harder and harder for generations, it's always been that men would tend toward the party that was viewed as more pro-cop, more military, and women, by and large, toward the Democrat side on this. But the divide is increasing, where men are tending toward the Republican side and women, particularly the younger you get, toward the Democrat side. And I don't think it's just about abortion. There's something else afoot here with this. But I'm just fascinated by this, how this plays out, how they see Trump. And Trump is this fascinating figure because, on the one hand, somebody asked me, who would be next up for Republicans? I don't see J.D. Vance. I mean, J.D. Vance is smart. He's very libertarian, conservative, and all that. I don't think he's the next one up, though. He doesn't have the type of appeal that's going to move a party. I don't see it. You do, Dan?
No, not Vance. You kidding me?
No.
Vance is there for one reason only, I think.
Yeah, Don Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not it. And a guy like Doug Burgum, somebody could put him in. It's going to be interesting. Does the Republican Party go back to what it always was? Or do they keep some of the gains of Trump that are out there? And yet, on the other hand, Trump cannot secure those country club Republicans even a little bit. They just come out of the woodwork to go after him. All right. We played you a little bit of the...
I don't mean to stop you, but you think in 2028, if it comes back around, and say Trump does indeed win here.
Yes.
Vance turns out to be his vice president. Trump Jr., my theory is that Vance is essentially there just for him to step aside for Trump Jr. when he decides, he wants to step into his father's shoes there. You think the country would support a Trump Jr. run for presidency?
I don't see it, ultimately. I think it's very hard for the simple reason nepotism, father, son. Everybody says that, but it's very hard after the original. And Trump is the most original of all. You know, maybe a lower seat, a governor, you can do that. But president, it just doesn't. Look at even W. Bush versus the father. That's the only example we have. And they were completely different.
Yeah.
The son is Texas. The father is Connecticut.
You're right.
Yeah, so I think that would be pretty hard.
I just don't know who else.
It will emerge,
Byron Donalds?
I guess. Byron Donalds got everything. He really does. He's willing to go into the lion's den, etc., without a doubt. I was impressed with Stefanik the other day. Thought she'd be a great VP choice. Here is, this is Cut 11, Henry. Here is a Latino voter in Pennsylvania on why he thinks he's voting for Trump. And Latinos are voting for Trump. And we've talked about this. They don't know what to do. We played you the pundit yesterday saying, well, Latinos want to be white. That's why they're voting for Trump. Listen to this guy's take.
What are the issues that move you towards Trump and move you and your community towards Donald Trump?
Well, mainly as the transgender and also the abortion right.
And you would say most of your community is choosing Donald Trump because of that?
Yes. Yes. The majority, yes.
All right. So who was it that said yesterday? Oh, the former lieutenant governor of California we had on. Ronald Reagan said Latinos are Republicans. They just don't know it yet. There's a moment here. I mean, there's a vast number of Latinos that are family-oriented, and the transgendered stuff, they're not going to go for that. Majority, anyhow.
I do have a quick clip of Maria Hinojosa.
Yeah, here's the woman that was on MSNBC over the weekend, and when asked, wow, this is really happening, I don't think Trump will win the majority of Latinos. That would be beyond shocking. But he's going to win more than anybody since W. Bush did. And that's shocking for a Republican. What's the reason?
Latinos want to be white. They want to be with the cool kids. They want to be... I'm asking Latinos all the time, and they just say, well, ese Donald Trump es tan buen negociante. He's such a good businessman. It's like, no, he's not.
All right, they want to be white. I mean, we've heard this for years with black conservatives. You hear this. So Trump is breaking through with that. I'm waiting to see any sign I can bring you that he's breaking through, though, with those suburban PhD moms, or at least just the Republican ones or Republicans in general in the suburbs. I think they're among the undecided voters. 855-839-1210. So at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk with the president of the Philadelphia Young Republicans about this youth vote stuff. And particularly the younger ones, 18 to 29. They don't see Trump as anything but intriguing. You hear the word brought up all the time, chaos. The Biden years haven't been chaos with what we've seen play out economically. But we're all tired. We're exhausted. We can't have four more years of this. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump on board. Side question today. Dan, we didn't get yours. All-time notable hairstyle.
Henry Machette.
All right. That's right. We're going to go back to that era. He doesn't have that.
Yeah, he still
much
has
anymore.
It. He has it right now. He's
you
got
think
a little,
so?
Yeah, it's got
yeah.
a little bit of growth on the back. So if you don't, yeah. if you remember,
yes.
On 1210 WPHT, for a while, he was Rich Zioli's producer, and
yes.
Rich has always given him a lot of crap because he had a fantastic mullet. It was like a hockey mullet. It's kind of growing back now, but notable hairstyles, I'm going to go with Henry Machette.
All right.
I think he's going to get a haircut today, though.
All right. Make it a really, really spectacular one, particularly if it's bad. Pete Rose went through any number of them. And I just think I don't see any movement, though. I don't hear anybody else saying it, that he belongs in the Hall of Fame. They ought to do it posthumously. I get, though, why baseball doesn't let you do that if you're a manager. If you're a player and you're betting on your own sport, that's always problematic. But just think of the criminals that are out there in sports today, one way or another. And this is a lifetime ban on the guy who exemplified, I'd say, all out. I can't name somebody, even a football player, that was more all out than Pete Rose. If Pete Rose were a football player, I think they'd kick him out of the league. I mean, you couldn't take it. What would happen? In baseball, limited opportunity to do that. Think about what he did.
I think Concrete Charlie is probably the closest you can get to Pete Rose.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and Dan, the play, I still say that's one of the greatest plays in the history of any sport. He follows Bob Boone down the first baseline. The ball pops up. Boone's the catcher. It's a World Series, too. Pete Rose just snags it, first base, spikes the ball, and the inning's over. He just, that is something that appeals to me. And also knocking over the catcher in the All-Star game.
It's popped up. Boone, Rose, they'll have a play. Boone dropped it and Rose caught it. Rose was right there. It popped out of his glove and Rose made the play.
Yeah, let's go to Joe in Columbus here on Talk Radio 1210. Do we differ with him on something here? Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey Dom, I was at that game.
Okay,
sitting in the stadium club when that catch was made. That was incredible. And Dom, I don't know if you're, and I'm an analyzer. I don't know if you're aware of the sequence of events with Bart Giamatti and Pete Rose. when Pete Rose went away very quietly. Do you remember that?
I always remember that Bart Giamatti was his Yale guy, and Rose was as crude as any guy out there, and I think that was a big part of the issue.
Well, leading up to, he had a meeting with Giamatti.
Right.
And he and Pete Rose was very boisterous prior to that meeting. I belong there, you're Robin, you know,
yes.
The game of what's done. He goes in with Giamatti, he comes out of that meeting, and he goes silent. He goes totally silent. And I got to believe what happened in that meeting was Giamatti showed him a report. Said, Pete, I got a report there on the desk. It's not good for you. It's not good for baseball. And if you go away, it doesn't have to come out. You will get in the Hall of Fame one day, but you may not see it. But you got to go away. He went silent at that point.
All right, so your point is what? He belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Well, he didn't belong in the Hall of Fame in his time because I think that's the biggest compromise in all sports. And I played ball, you know, all through college. And it's worse than steroids, Dom, is what I'm saying.
I don't know about that at all. I'm not pitching to a guy that's using steroids. I'm throwing it at him every single time. So that's my stance on it. I'll give you an example. We had Tommy John on there. They were setting up this endorsement thing. And Henry said, Mark McGwire is one of the guys saying, can't do it. Not to have a Mark McGwire.
Oh, come on.
Trump.
You got to have Mark McGwire.
I'm not
McGuire.
Having
You're
Mark
not
McGuire.
Mark McGwire,
are
you kidding me? Why not?
Oh, my God. It's
That'd
so fraudulent.
You're
we'll be
the
killed
Mark
for that.
McGuire.
What do you say to that, Joe? You're a big Trump guy. Mark McGwire wants to endorse. No way.
No. There's better people.
Oh,
working.
God.
Thank you, Joe.
Talking,
all right. You were consistent.
I'm sorry, guys. No. You got to keep. You got to keep the ifs and watch out of.
I would venture to say that McGwire still stands as a hero to an entire generation.
Oh my God, that's a generation that ought to be removed, deported. Then
look how fast he fell out of grace. That tells you right then and there that his heroship should not be even
okay
recognized.
Joe
and Dom,
what's your
I'm not talking about what's yeah. worse.
You're not doing what is him, Joe. Who's your hairstyle?
I got to go with the Beatles and those bob hairdos.
All right. That is
a big one.
Very notable. That was one of the first that made that in vogue. Yeah.
Did you ever think about doing a haircut like that?
No.
A little bit longer?
No.
You've always had the pompadour?
No, I haven't. We have to go back and look at the many styles.
Oh, yeah. You
had
the David Cassidy for a while.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
We'll have to put that one up, that 1983
oh,
shot.
Man.
I think. Do we still have that?
Yeah. You know, see if I can find it on our Twitter.
I did not wear white shoes, though. I'll cop to the haircut, but not the white
the
shoes.
The leisure suit and the
I love
open
the leisure
white
suit.
Collar.
They ought to bring it was a rust color. Let's get the record straight.
Well, it's a black and white photo. So
all right.
855-839-1210.
You can jump in right now here and be heard with Dom, Henry, and Dan. Let's talk about, FanDuel. That's right. NFL Week is here, and you can start that with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet. Baker Mayfield over passing yards this week for the Thursday night game, Buccaneers at Falcons. No way. That guy's coming down to earth. I see it.
So much for that Pro Bowler last night that we called. Huh?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Hope
God.
Hope he didn't
vote. Yeah, oh, goodness. Drake London over receiving yards. And Bijan Robinson, anytime touchdown. I take that one. So just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You have to be 21+. Present in Pennsylvania, first online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, I need some help in answering this question. Taken off the board, Scott Presler. Who asked me this? Urban conservative. Should I be jealous that at Scott Presler has more beautiful hair than most women?
He really likes to show it off, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like he's definitely dunking on a lot of people.
Oh, man, with the hair, the whole thing, the boots, the height, etc. He's still attacking Luzerne County because they paid a lot to have these giant rocks be placed in front of their office where they're going to be counting the votes, apparently to prevent people from driving vehicles into the wall and all, they're saying.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, yeah. Really? And I like Luzerne County. The woman there got rid of the drop boxes. And yesterday she made more news, got on a tirade pushing back against the drop box.
Going to get her back on?
Yeah, because I'm going to ask her the question. We'll get her on record about how many do they have that they haven't gotten the voter registration or the mail-in ballot out yet. Is there really a problem there? I trust Scott on it. But he's saying, lifting all those rocks, couldn't you be counting? These are giant boulders they're putting in front of where they're going to count the vote.
Is he watching them roll the boulders?
Oh, he's got it on Twitter.
Out there.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
God.
Guys, you can do something more productive with your
big
time.
1 o'clock hour coming up. 855-839-1210. You get on board. And again, tonight, be watching for Vance to pivot. Just connect walls. Pretend like he's not there after a while. I'm here to talk about Harris. She'll be president if she's elected. Bidenomics. And walls is just an example of it. I would go for the whole thing, too. Man, what kind of party is it that puts you in here over Josh Shapiro? Get a little dissension going there in the headquarters. All right, phone lines with Dom are 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.